The head of the IRS is raising the alarm over staff cuts at the agency just 2 weeks before millions of Americans have to file their tax returns. Commissioner John Koskinen told the National Press Club in Washington this week that the IRS has lost 13,000 employees since 2010, down to its lowest staffing level since the early 1980s.
These aren't just positions in Washington or one or two other cities. Every state in the country now has fewer IRS employees than they did a few years ago, meaning fewer people to help with taxpayer service and enforcement. We expect to lose through attrition another 3,000 people, perhaps more, by October 1st of this year.
Joining us from Washington with more on this is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax. And Marilyn, just how bad have things gotten at the IRS?
Well, Commissioner Koskinen certainly made it sound very dire. You know, he went through these numbers where the budget for the IRS in this fiscal year is $10.9 billion. But that's $1.2 billion less than it was 5 years ago. Well, you know, the population has grown. The economy's a whole lot bigger now. So it's tough. They keep getting their budget cut. And, you know, there are also things like the government shutdown, the furloughs, the, you know, all sorts of disruptions. So he's saying that they really don't have enough staff to do a good job. They collect $3.1 trillion a year. But he says, you know, some of it's getting away from them because they just don't have the ability to work with the taxpayers. And that's showing up this year, this inability to offer customer service.
Well, what does that mean for an individual taxpayer if I need to call up with a question about my taxes in the next 2 weeks?
Well, Koskinen himself said, I love this phrase, he said, we have, quote, an abysmal level of service.
Huh.
So I actually looked in the dictionary like, am I misunderstanding abysmal? It means extremely bad, in case
just
you didn't know
that word.
Just
as bad as it sounds, yes.
Yes, as bad as it sounds. And he said the problem is that they don't have the money to hire the seasonal help that they really need in April. So about 6 out of every 10 people who call the IRS with a question can't get through. They can't reach customer service. You know, they have legitimate questions and they can't reach anybody. But, you know, here's the scary part that takeaway from this speech was that this tax filing season might end up looking like the good old days if they don't start to do some more hiring. Things could actually get worse in the future.
Things could get worse than the IRS not being able to answer 60% of taxpayer calls?
Well, you know, the thing about that is you could have a short-term fix. That's pretty easy. Congress could just allocate more money for seasonal workers. But Koskinen says the real problem is that over time, they're not hiring people because they've had these hiring freezes. So they're old. You know, Koskinen himself is 75. He pointed that out himself.
That's the new 45, right?
Right. Well, the IRS workforce, about half of them are now over age 50. And he said that within 4 years, about 40% of the staff will be retiring. So, you know, you've got to get more young people in there. He said they've only got 650 people under the age of 25. And the thing is, you need those college graduates to begin learning the system because the tax laws are very complicated. If you're going to be doing complex audits 10 years from now, you need to get started pretty soon. So they've got to pick up their hiring. And he said this lack of quality audits and ability to enforce the law could be already costing taxpayers the government coffers about $2 billion a year.
Well, if there's a lack of quality audits, does that mean it's basically open season for tax cheats right now?
Well, he, you know, certainly made the point that they still have plenty of people to go over a lot of things. It's these complex audits coming up in the future that he's concerned about. He says they've done a good job of keeping up so far with all this short staffing. They've cut other things, you know, to do the best they can. But it's the future that's really got him worried.
And how did we get into this situation with congressional funding of the IRS in the first place?
This is a really political type story. You know, there were a lot of members of Congress that were unhappy with the IRS for, you know, lots of good reasons. There was some overspending at conferences, the inappropriate scrutiny of some of the groups that had applied for social welfare status. And, of course, a lot of members of Congress don't like the Affordable Care Act, and the IRS has become a kind of enforcement mechanism for that as well. So the agency has had a lot of political troubles, and the result just seems to be that the Republicans who control both the House and the Senate are very loath to boost IRS spending.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Marilyn Geewax, before I let you go, and that is that you yourself have been the victim of a an IRS scam that we talked about on this show.
Now you're making me mad. You know, it was just so ironic that the very day that I was at Koskinen's speech and had heard him warn that there are all these scammers out there, the identity theft, the phone scams, I came home and my phone is blinking. There was a message for me. And as it turned out, it said, "This is the IRS. You are being audited. You have to call this number right now." So, of course, you know, journalist in me, I just had to call the number back. And the guy that answered the phone, you know, it was just terrible. He could barely speak English. The room behind him sounded like an actual boiler room. It was like noisy and people on the phones. It was just.
And to be clear, this was not really the IRS, right?
It was very right. clearly was not scam. Really the IRS. And as John Koskinen said and repeatedly said, the IRS does not call you. All if right. you get a call from the IRS,
that's
it's not
really
real.
Them. NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Jeremy.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Who would pick on poor Marilyn? I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.